Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio, I'm breaking up with you.
Has the prospect of choosing a show to see at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival got you literally weeping with fear? Well, stop that, because this Melbourne Comedy Festival, I'm going to be hosting Big Deal, a quiz show featuring a whole bunch of Sans Pants people and comedians. So just go see that, you idiots. It's sort of like the game show equivalent of swallowing one big strand of spaghetti forever and ever until you die. Tickets are available from the Melbourne International Comedy Festival website, as well as our own website, sanspantsradio.com/live.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, what's wrong with wizards?
So everybody's seen Pottermore's recent tweet.
Well, okay. If you haven't.
Okay,
if you haven't, let me read it out to you because I have it on my phone.
And just before you read this out, Jackson, let it know that this is from Pottermore, a verified Twitter account that is linked directly to J.K. Rowling.
Yeah.
The creator of Harry Potter.
I honestly thought this was
a joke.
A
it
gag.
Seems like a stupid joke.
It seems like a goof, like, but
what?
It's not.
It seems like a parody of the fact that J.K. Rowling has gone through and on Twitter announced things that are canon in the Harry Potter universe now that are not mentioned in the books, which has now reached the apex of the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard anyone confirm about anything ever, and I'm a host of Plumbing the Death Star.
So, on the 5th of January, 2019, at 4:34 a.m.
Happy New Year!
Pottermore tweeted, Hogwarts didn't always have bathrooms. Before adopting muggle plumbing methods in the 18th century, that's the 1700s,
yes,
by the way, witches and wizards simply relieved themselves wherever they stood and vanished the evidence. Hashtag National Trivia Day.
So, up until the 1700s, wizards at Hogwarts would attend Hogwarts like usual, would have classes like usual. They'd go to Transfiguration, charms presumably. And they just shit themselves, just all day.
Just piss their robes.
And then we'd just be like...
That's the thing that annoys me about this is that nobody thinks of the robes. Like, are they hiking up?
Yeah.
Because it kind of just says they'd relieve themselves wherever they were, which just makes me imagine them shitting like a horse as they walk.
I imagine them standing, not even squatting.
Yeah, just...
Although it'd be really weird or awkward. Imagine going out for a dinner...
Yeah.
In the whatever.
Well,
and you're chatting amongst friends, blah, blah, blah. Jeffrey over there pops a squats, does his shit, while still maintaining eye contact with you. Everyone stands up. He just abracadabra, poopers go away is, and then it's gone.
And then it just...
Well, does he wipe? Does he need to wipe?
There is one important thing before we get too carried away, and I think this is vital. And at first it's going to seem limiting, but I think this actually makes it far more fucked.
All right.
It's not... Wizards don't use toilets. It's that Hogwarts doesn't have a toilet. They didn't say that wizards do not use the bathroom.
Oh, good point.
So, Diagon Alley, that probably got places to shit. Hogwarts, though, where we send our children to be educated, no. Also, that's a place where they learn magic, which means at first they probably don't know that spell.
Does that mean that the first thing they get taught, like, so you're in class,
you're like,
Professor, may I use the bathroom? And he's like, what are you talking about, young man? Shit where you stand. What?
That seems like a prank. If that had happened to me in the I'm a magic person.
Yeah.
I'm not getting burnt at the stake. Hurrah for me. I go to there and they're like, oh, excuse me, I've seen some magical things. I need to relieve myself. Well, go where you stand, boy.
No, I would think that if I went to shit in the middle of class, everyone would laugh at me and be like, use a toilet. Like, you know what I mean? I know what you mean. Like, you think... You'd think it was a prank to get you to shoot yourself in class.
Yeah, which a great prank. If you're going to school and you're like, I'm looking for a new bullying technique.
Yeah.
Here at Plumbing the Death Star, we endorse trying to get your classmates to shit themselves by pretending toilets don't exist.
It's not your classmate, it's your teacher.
Yeah. If you're a teacher of a primary school and you want a great prank, tell your kids to shit themselves.
I'm trying to find what the situation of plumbing was like in the 1800s.
Oh, okay. Well, I have the history because there's something that, two things I want to mention. So, okay, so in the 1700s, that's when Hogwarts got toilets.
Mm-hmm. All right.
When do you think Muggles started using toilets?
It's got to be like something crazy.
BCE.
Yeah, like 400 BCE or something.
Scotland.
I want to say, look, I'll say 400
Scotland,
BCE.
Yeah. Sorry. All right. I just like to make this very important.
Yeah, I know.
Scotland.
Hey, guess where Hogwarts was?
Where Hogwarts is
Scotland.
Located.
Oh, right, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
They used very early toilets with flowing water, so that's an early version of what we currently use.
Yeah.
Between 3100 BC until 2500 BC, wizards were shitting themselves for like 5,000 years just for fun.
But is what the wizards were doing maybe better?
Yeah. Look, okay.
There's a lot wrong here. Also, just quickly, while I'm on this Wikipedia page, I was looking for history, but because I was doing the episode, I hit usage instead, and it has two very funny headings, because it's just urination, that makes sense, then anal cleansing habits.
Oh, boy.
Tell us some of these.
In the Western world, the most common method of cleansing the anal area after defecation is by...
Desecration? I'm going to desecrate this bowl!
Is by toilet paper, or sometimes by using a bidet.
Yeah, yeah, I want to know the past stuff. Like, you know, when they use the gooseneck and shit.
Yeah.
Give me the weird...
But, like, all right, I've clicked on anal cleansing.
Thank you.
But, you know, like, imagine... So, sure.
Yeah. Anal hygiene or anal cleansing refers to the hygienic practices that are performed on a person's anal region.
Yes.
Shortly after... defecation.
Yes.
The anus and buttocks.
Yes.
Maybe washed or wiped. Uh-huh. Typically with toilet paper or wet wipes.
Uh-huh.
In order to remove the remnants of feces.
Yes.
How great
history.
That if I suddenly got beamed into a human body, I could just go to Wikipedia and like I've shat and I'm like, now what? Which I guess is what...
Ancient Greeks used ceramics.
Yeah, they used to scrape the shit out with a broken pot. Mm-hmm. But so... I kind of get it from the wizard's perspective. Obviously, they just shit themselves anywhere.
Out of everyone, I just like to stop the episode again. I know I've derailed the peeps already. Yeah. Listeners out there, who do you think was most likely to side with the fact wizards just shit in their robes in class the first? Was it me, Joel Dusha, my good friend Joel Zammett, or was it Jackson Bailey? Gross trash man.
No, just
if I caught you shitting in the backyard, I probably wouldn't even blink.
Close the door.
Backyards have doors. Shut the blinds. I'm shitting.
It's great if you just shut the glass and I'm satisfied.
At least I can't smell it anymore.
Okay, look, because I'm like, I will entertain this notion because I think I may be with you some of the way.
No, this is the same hole that fucking whoever wrote that tweet fell into where they thought about, they're like, oh, they're thinking about the fact that they're making it vanish.
Yeah.
And they're not thinking about any ramifications or how it's getting there.
I would not just shit anywhere. That's insane.
Yes.
But if you had designated shitting rooms.
Yes.
Where everyone just went in and shat on the ground and magicked it away.
Yes. You know what we call them? Toilets.
Yeah, but it's toilets without the business of plumbing. It's toilets without the hassle of...
If we had, again, similar to, I guess, what they used to have before plumbing, where it was just like a place to sit... And then to defecate into, like a big tub, they got up and then
once a week, magicked it away.
Why is it got to be someone else? Do it yourself.
Why have
to do it? It's your shit.
Why not? I'm an important man. I know magics.
Bring up the tweet again.
Okay. You just need a divot in the ground. That's
No. Yeah. But bring up the tweet again because I think that this tweet goes against what you're suggesting.
Hogwarts didn't always have bathrooms.
Yeah.
Before adopting Muggle plumbing methods in the 18th century.
So far, so good.
Yeah. Wizards and witches simply relieved themselves wherever they stood.
That's the problem.
That's bad. I was saying that's bad. And vanished the evidence, which is a great turn of phrase. I'm just saying that I get it.
Look, no, I'm with you to a point.
Oh, there's a lot to deconstruct. Because now I might be Team Jackson just because the evidence that they say, it's not the shit on the ground. It could be the shit on the ground, the shit in your anus.
Yeah, I assume
the smell.
Because I was thinking, if you have a spell specifically,
imagine if you get to get the damp feeling though, and you're just like still damp, but it's clean.
Also, like all the on the robes. Hang on a second. When did germ theory come in?
I was reading that the end of the 18th century.
All right.
So germ theory came in, and that was when proper plumbing, indoor plumbing, came in for the Muggle world.
So if you like shitting, let's say they're going to a room, because I'm a firm believer that I like shitting in private.
Yeah.
What if I'm doing it wrong? I don't
want to
know.
You don't want anyone to come in and be like, Zammit, you're facing the wrong way.
Zammit, you're preaching to the choir here. With two out of three of us enjoy shitting by themselves. One of us enjoys shitting with a friend all through high school for some reason.
Primary school.
Still bad.
Yes. Again, with because again, you know, with wiping, you're touching things. Sometimes maybe with the tissue is, you know, the wrong brand that your good friend bought because he kept saying it was a luxury, and then suddenly your fingers in your shitty butthole.
That toilet paper rules. Emporium's the best.
No.
You were using it wrong.
No, Emporium
is not the best brand of toilet paper. Worst. It's like a cheap toilet paper.
Why is it always on sale, Jack?
I love it.
Jackson, you know how like
occasionally... If I could wipe my ass with a towel, I would.
That does not shock me.
Again, I'm more shocked you haven't. And then, so the thing is, what you do is like you wipe your ass with a towel, you put it in the washing straight away. But then after like shit number four, you'd be like, oh, it's probably fine if I just leave it a bit. Yeah, I'm just gonna quickly go eat dinner, and then I'll put it in the wash. And then all of a sudden, that shit towel is there until you realize the next day you forgot to wash it, and then you're like, I better just get another towel.
Better throw this one out.
No, you wouldn't throw it out, Jay. It's given you a lot more credit than it's worth.
Better hide this one.
Better leave it in this washing basket on top of presumably someone else's clothes.
Clean. Yeah, so I think like with germs getting you touching or whatever, if you're just using a wand and it's magicking things away, I mean, I guess it's a bit hygienic like in that regard. But then it's like, okay, well, if they can do this, surely do they need to do a lot of washing?
Yeah.
Can't they just, if they can magic the skid marks or like the shit splatter as it hits my robe, if you can magic that away and the patch that
I
is just coming about.
I would be shocked if wizards in the 1700s wore underwear.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, they might know, but in the 1700s, like people were wearing crazy underwear, like very restrictive. If anything, it's easier for wizards to just shit themselves than to unstrap their various bodices.
So you reckon they're shitting themselves and not dropping
trout? Well, it wasn't until I thought about how complicated underwear was in the 1800s.
How complicated?
Well, it's when you had like bustles and various things to attach to your ass to make it look like you were a big bug.
Like the bodice and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Hang on, let me look up 1800s underwear. Which
1700s. 1700s.
1700s. No, wasn't it the end of the 1800s? Oh, 1700s. Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
You
no,
just
18th
cut
century.
A hole?
You established that. You were the first person. You took that sand. You died on that hill at the start of this episode.
I mean, surely it would be easy to magic a little black hole mere millimeters just away from your anus.
What if you fuck it up?
What if you put it on your bum? Just on a cheek?
Like a little tiny, like...
Accidentally give yourself half liposuction on one ass.
Because I'm just like...
Because you're forgetting. You're also thinking that wizards are competent. These are students. They're learning to use magic.
And teachers.
Well, the teachers, yeah, they could do whatever they want, I guess.
Who the hell was teaching Hogwarts at, like, the 1700s? Were they a corpophiliac? That's all I can think.
No, because they're vanishing. It's not like student.
No, they're vanishing it. They don't know where it goes. Maybe it goes directly to that mate's office.
The room of requirement.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd never required this much shit. Let me describe the underwear that a typical 18th century woman would wear. First, she would have a shift, which is kind of a petticoat sort of thing. Stockings, not a petticoat, like a nightgown. What do you call that? A nightie.
Yeah, nightie.
Then she would have one pleated skirt. Then she would have the top of her petticoat, which is kind of like a corset. Then I think she would have another pleated skirt and another corset, and then her dress on top of that. Uh-huh.
But that makes dressing not only too hard, but sex out of the question.
Yes. But this is wizards. They all just wear robes.
Yeah, that's true.
And they're in Hogwarts.
And the wizards. And also because when Voldemort dies in the start of the first book, wizards make a point that they're like, whatever, we're safe now. We can tell the muggles that we're wizards. And they're all in there. There's owls everywhere and Dursley's cut.
Yeah.
Remember he's working in his tool shop and he's real angry?
Yeah, he's very angry.
He is not jazzed to see these fellas in their fucking robes.
Well, I guess if
thinks
it's
they're hippies and idiots.
Yeah.
If they're just robes, then... That's easier, even.
If you're out
in your robe up over your head.
Look,
squat down.
Okay, you don't need to show that much genital.
Shit on the tile.
Christ almighty. You just gotta hoik it up a little. I mean, why is it over your head? You're like bare-assed. I'm down the hall. I'm like, oh, Jackson's got his robe over his head again. Oh, I'm seeing his anus dilate because he's not pointing it at the ground. He's pointing it at me. And at some point, I feel that this is a personal attack.
Yeah, well,
The worrying thing about that is I just don't think that Jackson would know that if...
he's bent over, his robe's above his head, he's pulled his arms behind. Oh, he's spreading his ass cheeks so I get a better look. Thank you, Jackson.
That.
Oh, his flaccid penis is now urinating on his feces. Yay, me!
Imagine we're going to class in that like room full of the moving staircases and I'm like, oh, hang on, fellas. Put it over my head, start shitting, fall down one of the stairs. Oh!
See, I'm just imagining walking around the corner, like walking out of the Great Hall after eating dinner, turning the corner, and then just mid, like shit half out of your anus.
Just straining.
I'll be with you in a second, guys.
I ate too much pumpkin pie. Because your diet is not good.
Yeah.
Your shits would not be good.
My diet's not good, and at Hogwarts I can have whatever
exactly.
I want.
So it's going to be even worse. But it does say get rid of the evidence, right?
Yeah.
Does that also mean the memory of this? Because if you're like, get rid of the fecal matter, the urination, all the splatter and everything like that, and also those around you, if you get rid of their memories, thank you.
Yeah, if I get up and I'm like, shittus, delitus, or whatever,
yes.
Are you guys like, bleh, and then I just pull the robe back off my head, and I'm like hey,
huh.
Guys.
I'm like, huh. What just happened in like that last?
Well, you'd be like, I do not remember the last. Did you shit, Jackson?
Yes.
Yes, I did. But you don't remember it, so I'm scot-free.
Hopefully you won't remember it either. Would that be a whole point to be just like, wizards just, they lose
do
time.
Do we shit or do we just lose time? Yeah. What I'm wondering is it a specific spell?
It has to be.
Yeah. What are you expecting? Wingardium Leviosa. Hide it on the ceiling.
What I've been doing this whole time, no one taught me the spell.
Wingardium Leviosa, your shit at like say Filch or whatever is just great. That's a step above monkeys that they can never achieve.
I'm doing it with Matt. That's incredible.
Oi, Filch, what?
Also, so I'm fairly sure in Harry Potter, so you can't magic food, right?
Yes, you can't create. You can bring food to you, but that food has to be created.
You also can't create. You can't remove. Something, right? For the same reason. Surely it works in reverse.
Well, yeah, otherwise old mate would have deleted his bone.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
That was a wrong sentence.
Yeah, I know what you mean, though.
Barty Crouch Jr. would have just sent his dead dad to the poop dimension instead of hiding him as a bone.
But that's what I want to know. Like, if I get rid of my poop, say I'm like poopus goobias.
Yeah.
Where's it going?
That's a good question.
Somewhere. The sea?
The sea. Well, again, I just do not know. And how magic can you go? Like, can I then, like, reconstitute this? Could I just be like, or are you like, is the spell just basically, because only in Hogwarts.
Yeah.
Is it a Hogwartsian spell that everyone is just like, poopers goodbye-us, and then, like, a portal opens up in fields that need manure and all this human fecal
matter.
All goes
to just Hagrid's shack. Well, what I want to know is, like, when are you taught it? So, say I'm in potions and I'm forced to take a shit in front of the class and I'm ashamed. I think it's a prank. But the professor's like, don't worry, young man. Shittus deletus. And then it goes. And I'm like, okay. And then he's like, and you can do the spell as well. Can wizards still do that spell? Why have plumbing then?
Yeah.
No,
what's the benefit?
There's a lot of benefits to plumbing.
No.
One.
What is the benefit to plumbing? Okay, ignore shitting where you stand. Yeah.
Let's
right?
just go like we shit in a trough.
Yeah.
That has a door we can close.
Mm-hmm. You have a private shitting room.
Yes.
What is the benefit of plumbing over shitting in your private shitting room and then deleting it? Assuming your ass gets wiped, your clothes get cleaned, and the tile your shit landed on gets cleaned.
I would
and
say nothing.
Germs?
Yeah, they go away.
Well, it's so germs the evidence. I have to assume it's everything.
Yeah, that's the thing. Because again,
it would just make the transition, and something that we haven't spoken about,
yeah,
the transition from the first 11 years of your life where you presumably use a toilet to when you then start Hogwarts and you've got
no
plumbing.
But if you're a wizard... You
just
would
says
be.
Hogwarts.
You went to Hogwarts, and again, you're right. Like, what is the benefits of having a toilet and plumbing?
Yeah.
As opposed to just deleting your shit away.
But
because if I'm, say, building a house,
yeah. Oh, no.
I'm like, oh,
oh
good.
No. Oh, no.
I have a new room to
oh,
play.
No.
Yes.
Okay. So the reason I've been a bit quiet recently is because there was a second tweet. That was just like, the Chamber of Secrets was almost revealed. So they built the Chamber of Secrets before they had toilets at Hogwarts.
Which sure.
Adds a whole nother layer.
That was just like a damp room.
I need a room for a big snake.
Make it tiled and damp.
It was made so that...
Slaz and Slytherin?
Yeah, he had somewhere to hide or something because everyone hated him.
Yeah, right.
Fair.
However, when the Hogwarts plumbing became more elaborate in the 18th century, in brackets, and this is important... This was a rare instance of wizards copying muggles because they simply relieved themselves where they stood and vanished the evidence. So it wasn't just a Hogwarts thing.
Okay.
The
what's
tweet
all wizards?
Says Hogwarts, but the story in the context just says wizards.
Cool. Cool, cool, cool.
Okay.
Okay, so if you're a wizard and you have children...
And the entrance to the Chamber of Secrets mm-hmm. was just a coincidence and it was a bathroom.
That seems ridiculous, but okay, sure.
You use access through a concealed trapdoor and a series of magical tunnels.
That's the most...
Fucking all right.
Slap happy nonsense I've heard in a long, long time. Okay, so you're a wizard and you yeah. have children.
Sure.
You are basically, every time they shit them, you're not... Would you even have nappies?
No, why would you?
Why would you? You're not... You want them to shit on the ground and then... Is it harder to magic shit out of, say, clothing as it would be just to, like magic it off a tile floor?
Well, it's people that is... the one... There must be a spell designed... To send shit to the shit dimension.
Yes.
That must be its entire purpose. So any shit within the radius of the spell goes to the shit dimension. That means mm-hmm. particles in the air. So that means it's always going to be easier. It doesn't matter the fabric. What I'm wondering is, could you skip the shitting process entirely?
Yeah. And just get it out of my stomach.
It's about to get graphic. Say okay. I shove the wand up my ass.
There I am, walking down a corridor. Jackson, fucking robot for his head.
And us fucking in the sky. Anus fully visible.
He's a wand in his hand, probing, trying to shove it in his asshole.
How deep are we talking?
I think I figured out a way. Hang on, I'm under a rope.
I think I figured out a way to make this work better.
What the hell are you doing?
Make what work better? What are you talking about?
So, wand in ass.
Well, I'm just wondering if I put my wand...
Okay, so you have your wand in your ass, you're shitting at the wand.
Basically... Kadabra! Oh, no!
You're shitting at the wand, shit is kind of like maybe pushing past and up it, whilst you're pissing on the floor.
I love that every time I'm shitting, I'm pissing, like a horse. What I was wondering, before I even begin
like
to shit...
you can shit, not piss.
Maybe a little spurt would come out. But if I put a wand up my ass, just when I needed to shit, not whilst I was shitting, and I said, shit us, delete us.
Yes.
Would I not need to shit anymore?
I don't know. But also, like, you don't need to put it in your asshole. You could just kind of put it where maybe...
No, but if I put it just against my anus, maybe I'll just... Like, I got to be thorough.
You're scared you're going to erase your anus.
Yeah. But I think it's...
Uh-oh.
The thing is, like, if that works, right...
Maybe, it's gone! it's gone!
So you put it in your anus, right, and you go, shit us, delete us, and it goes away, then you no longer have to poop. But could you then, for example, I eat... And shove the wand down my throat.
Well, it's not shit yet.
And then get rid of the food.
When does food become shit?
In your colon.
Yeah.
So what about
could that happen?
No, you could make the food go.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
With foodus deletus.
Then that just feels maybe like anorexia or bulimia could be rife in Hogwarts.
Oh, I'm sure it's a problem, absolutely. But there's no specific spell.
But can I give myself muscles?
Wait! There was no plumbing in Hogwarts. That's not just toilet. That means I can't have showered.
Well, why would you need to shower if you can magic yourself clean?
But
but then why would... The question, I think, becomes not why did...
So there was no water in Hogwarts.
There was the lake. You, me and Zabit are happily, well, I'm happily shitting on the ground.
In a
hole.
You two with a wand up your ass.
You two are going to shit in the lake somewhere in private on the giant squid. I just think...
I'm not shitting in the lake.
On well,
the
where else squid. Are you going?
On the field, maybe?
Yeah, maybe the Forbidden Forest.
Room of requirement.
Somewhere private.
Yeah, look, fair.
Not well, in the middle of the Great Hall with a robe over my head.
I can't see them. They can't see me.
I'm loving the idea of vanishing my anus accidentally. But you know that scene in Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets where Hermione's in the toilet as a cat?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's you two and me. And I'm like, come in. Something's gone terribly wrong.
What's wrong?
Drop my robe. You're like, oh, no.
Where'd your anus go?
So just
why is your wand cut in half?
All right,
it's
so,
in me.
So they do not need plumbing. So they do not need any running water. So water is... So they don't need to drink?
They can.
What do wizards need to do? Because if they can, okay.
Yeah.
So how?
Yeah.
Idea.
Sure.
So we magic away the poop.
Yeah.
There it goes. At the same time, we and that goes to say it's just say a realm.
Yeah.
We don't know what it's called yet. Let's call it a realm.
Sure.
We're also as we're doing this, we're magicking away everything left, right, and center. Right. So say for example, in proto times,
yeah.
Before
time, proto time,
like,
yeah.
Before the like when we were like written history, so like
caveman kind of, like, wizards,
caveman wizards or whatever, when things was plentiful,
yeah.
They just started like you know popping things into that dimension, and that dimension breaks everything down to its molecule structure,
sure.
So that when we need something and we summon something with our magic, it comes out of.
Are
this
you saying
realm.
That the summoning in Harry Potter is sort of like grey water?
Yeah.
In that we take piss, we reconstitute that or whatever, yeah. So it's drinkable water.
Yes.
We take piss.
Yes.
We take piss.
Yes.
We drink piss, but good.
So,
are you saying that we send our poop to the poop dimension and that it just turns it into raw magic?
Raw magical, raw matter that we need.
And then
like
if I want
things like plants or dead bodies or a horse, whatever we
if
need.
If I'm like,
in there.
I want to create a hat.
Yes.
That hat was made from poop particles that became raw matter.
Yes.
I don't actually know how the magic works in Harry Potter because you can make. Things appear and disappear.
Yeah, but we were saying before, there's a specific rule. It's like one of the magical rules.
Yeah, no food and money.
Well, it's just, I think you can't create something from nothing.
Conservation of mass or whatever?
Are you thinking of Full Metal Alchemist?
No, I don't think so.
Because that's a rule of Full Metal Alchemist.
It sure is, but Jack would never think of that.
No, he might. Cause
if I watched anime, then you would be having this episode, but mine would be a grave. And it would say
your
microphone
just aimed at a tombstone, right, a headstone. No. I reckon you've accidentally...
No, because I'm...
No, there is a rule in Harry Potter. It's just like you can't create something out of nothing.
Gamp's Law of Elemental Transfiguration?
Yeah, sure. What's that?
That might be it.
Elemental Transfiguration starting to sound a bit anime, Jack. Be careful.
It's impossible to make food out of nothing. You can summon it if you know what it is. You can transform it. You can increase the quantity of it if you've already got some.
What?
Apparently.
That goes against rule one.
You can't conjure or transfigure money or shelter. Clothing.
What?
Wait, but you can't. The fucking,
You can't replace arms. And you can't make it hot or cold.
What? Okay,
but
hang on.
What's the...
Rule one no, goes on. Against rule three, because if you make the thing bigger, that's making more of the food.
Oh, wait, no, hang on. These are exceptions. Hang on.
Because the Weasley house is transfigured so that it's...
Bigger on the inside?
Too big, I think.
Hang on.
This seems like I'm getting dangerously down angry email territory, so I'm going to stop talking about that. There's heaps of Weasleys.
The Weasley, the three children.
There's an undisclosed amount of Weasleys who live in our magic house that may or may not be under the influence of magic. They are poor. That's all I'm going to say.
They shouldn't be, because they are wizards. But yeah.
Okay, so no, they've never explained Gamp's Law, but that the fact that you can't summon food is an exception. So you can summon anything else, just not food. So that means you
but
probably...
But also, wizarding laws, is this a law or is this something that you physically cannot do? Because there's also things that are like... Unless you...
Yeah, if you're underage, you cannot practice a magic.
Yes, or...
But you can.
And there's also the unforgivable curses, which also weren't meant to be things you could do, but you can.
And also, like, there are, like, people who are creating magic.
You can't create, like, 7 Horcruxes, but you can.
Yeah. And, like, Snape making, or the Half-Blood Prince, making that slashy spell. Like, that's a new spell. That's neat. Nothing against that.
I think it might just be a lore, because looking it up, like a guideline, because looking it up, it said McGonagall conjured sandwiches from thin air. So, like, look. Which, if that's the case, that means that we can just send our poop away forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is fine. That doesn't really...
Which kind of lends credence to my matter theory.
Yeah.
Of breaking everything down to its, like, its bare bone particle, whatever it is.
Yeah, it's...
I don't know enough about science, but that...
Before we get to that, here's a word from our sponsor.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Also, this Melbourne Comedy Festival, I'm going to be hosting Big Deal, a comedy quiz show that may or may not feature bruises. So go to our website, sanspantsradio.com/live, to grab your tickets. Also, we still have pins for sale, including the Always Bet on Piss badge, an awesome Sanspants flag badge, and a little pin of my face that doubles as my signature. Just head to the Sanspants Radio website and follow the links to grab yours before we run out. Dusha?
Well, it's all just Full Metal Alchemist to me.
Okay.
What worries me about that, though, is that this brings back to the question in itself, what is wrong with wizards?
Yeah, yeah, right.
Because if they can conjure food, like McGonagall conjures sandwiches, what? Why is there poor people? Why why do people starve?
Well, it feels like we're finding ourselves back at one of our very early questions, why are the Weasleys poor?
Mm.
Because even if
they
you can...
shouldn't be.
Even if you can just... can't conjure food. Say that that's an immutable law. But you can still conjure stuff. Like, you can
stuff to create
wealth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Say I create... Okay, I can conjure, say, several horses.
Yeah.
I can then go to, say, a local market and be like, I will trade you these 6 horses for that one sandwich. The person being like, that's a bad deal. I'm like, did I say one sandwich? I meant... your store? He's like, no. I'm like, okay, now I have
10 sandwiches.
And a bargain. 10 sandwiches.
Well, also, it says that if I have one food, I can make many more of that food.
Yeah.
So just... I think we're also getting very dangerously close to J.K. Rowling making what I think she will think is a chill statement, but will end up being the most offensive tweet of 2019.
So if I have one poop, I could make it many poop?
Yeah, I don't see why not, dude.
I also think
hell
we're
yeah!
I feel like we're getting very close to J.K. Rowling being like, Jesus existed in wizard times, but he was a wizard.
Oh, yeah, I'm surprised she hasn't said that already.
Like,
frankly.
I mean, that was like, yeah, there's the whole one loaf food, into many a loaf.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the story of a Jesus.
Jesus already kind of did spells, but he brought someone back from the dead. Which Dumbledore says you can't do.
That's why he got cursed.
I think the question becomes, at a certain point, not why did wizards shit wherever they were, and it becomes, why did they stop?
I agree with you. Because there is no benefits of not shitting where you were.
Surely it is more expensive and more time-consuming than to put muggle plumbing within a hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of year old castle than it is to just every wizard that comes and be like, here's the
although,
shit delete
wouldn't
spell.
You just be able to be like...
magic it in?
Expecto patch plumbing.
Maybe, but it's not, I don't know, because it's like a new muggle invention for them, so I just don't
and
know
they
if they'd
need
have...
to work out how all the pipes work and all that kind of stuff. Also, 18th century plumbing is not as good as, say, today's like level of plumbing, and there's all like lead lined and all that kind of problems. And
also, most of the like plumbing from really early would be built on the outside of a building so that it could just be a straight drop to the ground, so the shitmeister or whatever they were called went and collected it and gave it to to the tanning places. I wonder if it is... So, I know Salazar Slytherin didn't let Muggleborns in. When did he start? Because maybe a whole bunch of Muggleborns complained and were like, I am not used to shitting on the floor.
I am not shitting my pants. No, thank you.
Maybe a whole bunch of Muggleborns just held it in for a really long time.
Well, like, that's not
got
a
sick
bad theory. Because imagine if, say, Hogwarts, from its very like incursion, was like, we only accept pure bloods and people from wizarding families. And so then they, of course, so like, why would we build toilets? People just kind of shit themselves.
Yeah, like, we don't need
to. Is this even a conversation? Does that mean when Hogwarts was found, those, like, the four heads of the school, whilst they were having that conversation,
were shitting like crazy?
Show us that, Christopher Columbus, you coward.
Has the runs the whole time. Absolutely.
So, okay. So yeah, they have like a pure magical school. Whatever, it's fine. Let's just keep shitting ourselves. Sick.
And suddenly, then Muggleborns came with shame.
Yeah, Muggleborns come with shame.
I'm ashamed of the fact that I got a shit everywhere.
Yeah, so they came with shame and also like, oh, where is the bathroom?
What would be your reaction?
And like, it is like, you know, British. So yeah, they seem to be the most prude.
All right, we'll role play this.
Okay.
So I'm a student and you're...
Welcome to Hogwarts, young douche.
Hello, thank you for having me. I'm 11, I think.
Do you need to shit?
Oh, now that you mention it, there was a long train ride and there didn't appear to be a toilet on the train.
I'll be a wizard student.
Okay. There you go.
Is he relieving himself?
Yes.
What is...
Oh, you're Muggleborn. Just shit wherever.
I'm wild. What do I do? What?
Poopus, delete us.
We have a... Welcome to the wizarding world. We have a spell designed to get rid of your shit.
How do I do it?
Shit us, delete us.
This is my first day.
I've not even been sorted yet.
How does my wand work? I'm not even sure if this is real yet.
Maybe you'd lead them through the whole... What? At what point do you teach them then?
That needs to be like induction. Like that's part of like...
Somebody needs induction to come... is the sorting hat.
Yeah, I know. But like there's a big wait between the train...
The sorting
hat... Surely at the point of like... People are just hanging their bare ass off the Hogwarts Express and letting it go to the wind. Otherwise, I just...
I love the idea of a train with just heaps of asses hanging out of it.
I just...
And I can imagine that, because I just realized that happened to me when I was in high school.
Good.
Like, I was at a bus stop, and a bus of a rival school went past, and they all decided to moon us.
That's
so it was
great.
Literally a bus drove past with about 15 asses, some out of the window, some pressed up against the window.
Also good.
My brain just didn't comprehend.
You're like, that's a lot of butts. All right.
The Hogwarts Express... would have come around at the same time as they started using Muggle plumbing.
So then how locomotive... did they get there first?
I don't know. Something me and Dusha were talking about earlier. Imagine you live in Scotland in Harry Potter times now.
Yes.
And you live within like 2 miles of Hogwarts.
Yes.
Do I have to go to the Hogwarts Express? How do I get there?
Surely they would be
do
like...
Do they send a bus for
a
me?
Walking or like...
I just walk for...
No, well, that's only because it's only for first year students.
But the Hogwarts Express?
Yeah.
No.
But can't you apparate?
You can at a certain level, but...
It's not first year.
It's like apparates, first, second, third,
apparates
and fourth.
Apparates after higher Hogwarts, and you can't apparate into Hogwarts.
Yeah.
Isn't there a thing where you can apparate near the grounds of Hogwarts and then walk?
You can, but you don't learn to apparate until you're like 17.
Hmm.
Yeah, because people apparate into Hogsmeade.
Yeah, yeah.
Then they get pissed on Butterbeer, presumably, then rock up to class late.
We do.
Steamy shit on the side of the fucking bar. And
are you going to clean that up? No.
Are you?
Yes.
Good.
Would you feel weird if, you took a big meaty shit and then Jackson deleted it?
Did I ask him to?
No.
I was just helping out a friend.
We were sitting in a corner and you're pinching off a loaf and he's like, I got you, buddy. Whoop.
What's weirder?
No, I need to explain why this situation is really upsetting. Because I just don't think that I would, even if we were sitting this distance apart, like we're a table apart at the moment, like I wouldn't just shit. I'd at least, even if I was like...
This is a cuss. This is a, it's rude not to.
Yeah. Okay, if it's rude not to shit, so it's not even, you don't even...
There should be no shame. You're a pure blood wizard.
So you shit, you don't even like, excuse me, I'll just go a couple
of
meters.
Talking. You keep talking, you squat down. Maybe you don't squat down. Maybe you shit standing up. Like, what does that feel like?
I don't know, but
it's something it would
we'll
be
never
wrong
experience.
Because if you because shit our, standing up, your bum's closed.
Our nurse is pointing, like, where is our nurse pointing when we're standing? Kind of like.
Is it
in the diagonal?
No, it's kind of pointing down.
It's kind of pointing kinda... gently down.
Yeah, it's pointing down because when you sit, you're keeping the sit.
Hmm. I like that now everyone is really focused where their anus is pointing.
I've
right
never
now.
Been more aware of my asshole than I am right now.
Well, no, because when you...
Because I'm just imagining if it's like, say, pointing, like, you know, say you're like...
All right, pointing down... No, if it's...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Say it's like pointing like a little bit sort of horizontal, but like at least a little bit diagonal. It's just kind of like plopping like...
Yeah.
I guess it would...
I guess you...
Yeah, would... it would have to be a bit horizontal, because like the same way when you're sitting... When you stand up, your balls, like, go...
Yeah. I would hope you would squat.
Anyway, it's not about if I'd squat or not. It's if I would be offended if you vanished my shit. Yeah. It's very intimate, especially if I haven't, like...
If you haven't quite finished. Like, half out. I'm like, dude, we gotta get to potions. Shit is deletus.
What a weird...
Excuse me!
Because imagine you are shitting, right? And then someone plays a cruel prank of shit is deletus on you, like... mid-shit, and so the weight of the previous shit that's coming out is sort of cut off, so it doesn't drag the other.
That's so,
and so you kind
weird.
Of, like, suddenly, you don't have that weight
yeah,
of the
yeah,
poop.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
This is a gross episode.
We're sorry.
Blame sorry, Rowling. Everyone who was like, ooh, a wizard episode, but you, look, if you're listening to this when it came out, you should have expected this. There's no way we wouldn't get into the graphic details of wizard shit.
So, well, okay.
Also,
yeah.
Oh, man.
So is it just shit and urine?
But showering, vomiting, anything?
Vomiting, coming.
Can I get rid of my jizzes?
Yeah.
I'll be annoyed if I can't.
Yeah.
Well, no, you...
That makes, like, jerking off in the back of class real easy.
Well, no, you still got to do it.
Because we had a fucking kid in our, like, year level that did that.
That did as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's still visible.
Perverted son of a bastard.
It's not like you found out because you saw his cum stains.
Well, no, but he could be a lot more
surreptitious. Well, no, my situation it was. There was cum on the wall in my class.
Ew.
Yeah. It's worse because it wasn't mine.
The invisibility cloak is what you need for coming in secret. What I was going to say...
Why does that man disappear from the waist down? And he's got a great expression on his face.
Why is then... I'm just imagining having it over me, but my legs are visible and then you just see them shudder a couple of times. You're coming in there, aren't you? Oh, fuck, you can see my knees. No, I was going to say, imagine like we're in the boys' dormitory and you just hear someone in the middle of the night being like, semen deletus. Semen deletus. It's not the spell, buddy. Semen deletus.
Cum is gone.
Cum gone, mate.
Cum gone. Cum gone. Go away, cum.
Shoo
cummies
shoo cummies.
Go.
Cummies shoo shoo.
Cummies shoo shoo.
Cummies shoo.
Cummies shoo shoo.
Cummies shoo shoo.
Is there a time limit?
Foul. I don't know.
Like,
well,
that's the thing.
Sanitary
if I come
products up, also probably wouldn't be a thing.
That's
yeah,
true.
That's true.
But that's like a constant.
Well, you just...
Yeah.
I was wondering if there was a way you could enchant stuff. Like an enchanted pad or tampon to just make it all... You know what I mean? Or like
I also
an enchanted
am not familiar
bowl
enough
so that you...
with the history to know what feminine hygiene products were like in the 1700s. So maybe they also already didn't quite exist.
Yeah, that's true. Possibly. Yeah. I'm not sure either.
But like, yeah.
There's bits of rag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know there was rag during World War One, but I thought that was because there was
a shortage
of them, but I don't know for sure.
But like, I guess imagine...
Something
if
would have stopped it, and at Hogwarts, that something didn't exist.
Yeah.
But yeah, is there a time limit? For example, if I come on my robe, and then I'm just like laying in the afterglow for a bit too long, and now I have a giant stain I have to get rid of.
Ah, Jackson Bailey.
Is that the same thing about like a urine stain? If I like piss all over my robe because I'm like, whatever, I don't give a fuck.
Who gives a shit? And then you just don't take care of it. Like, you're lying in the piss afterglow.
I like pisses, and then it just doesn't. And I'm like, ah, man, is there a thing like that? What if I'm taking a long shit?
Yeah, true. And can then, I delete it as I go?
And I like that you're like both asking me these questions like I have all of the answers, and I'm very glad that you've asked me because I do. I imagine that it would be... I adjusted my microphone to make it feel like I'm giving a speech.
Yes.
I imagine that, no, there wouldn't be a time limit, and unfortunately for my commies, shoo-shoo, I feel like it would be the one spell. It would be something like...
Filth Begoon.
Yeah.
Filth-a-raisus.
Filth-a-raisus.
Does it work for non-human shit?
Well, I mean, you would hope so.
Otherwise, all right. As a great prank, I go to Hagrid's gardens. Oh, currently they've got lots of horse manure and everything to like
can't
really help to make the crops grow. And I'm like, filthus razus, and then
Imagine
that. I just can't stop thinking about Wingardium Leviosa-ing someone's shit as a joke.
Yeah. Because you could. Like, the moment
someone
like,
takes a shit and hits a floor, you just Wingardium Leviosa it, just shoot it straight back into their anus.
Like into their gooch.
Oh, no.
What I keep thinking.
You're being hit on the bare balls by your own shit. That is propelled upwards.
What I keep thinking about is jerking off in a robe, because I think I may have to do my over-the-head trick again.
All right, so there I go. Walking down the corridor, there's Jack, fucking robe above his head, one in his ass, cranking one out.
Well, I was just imagining, like, I guess you hoist it up. It's just, a robe sucks for getting nude, you know?
Well, I mean, sure, but you need to be nude when you're jerking off.
Well, it sucks for getting half-nude as well.
Have you ever worn robes?
No.
Yeah, okay.
But I have to imagine.
Yeah, you're imagining it wrong.
Yeah.
How would you jerk off in a robe?
You lift the robe up, but not over your head.
Or I just kind of jerk off or with the robe covering.
Don't jerk off while I'm wearing the robe.
That wasn't the question.
You've been overcome by lust, Tushin.
I would snake my arm through the hole, like where the sleeve is.
Yeah.
And then just jerk off that way.
I guess I'd just get fully nude. I would have to.
It's kind of like jerking off with a blanket over you.
Yeah, but it's a blanket you're wearing. I don't know. It's weird.
I'm with you, but it's. I can get past it.
I evidently can't. So do we think it was that the Muggleborns arrived and they were like, this isn't okay, and they held in their shit until they got an illness, and they were like,
Or they just shat themselves, and then what was going on, and then maybe like a teacher deleted that person's shit, and then like a mum went, you can't do that to my boy. That's the equivalent of someone wiping my son's ass.
It's so...
Don't.
I'm also wondering, like, why could you not just enchant... So they're like, we have plumbing, but they just build toilets. Enchant the toilet so that when your shit hits the... It like disappears. You know what I mean? Like you're shitting into a furnace.
I agree. Like, why not? It'd be like, okay. Because again, why go... Why use Muggle technology, which is kind of worse than just getting rid of the problem?
Just do a spell. Just have... wand set up in the toilet, aiming up, so that as you shit, they magic the shit away.
You know those magical objects, yeah? You could just make a toilet that does that. You don't need to shit onto a wand. is funny. It's funnier to imagine a toilet seat. Like, so the same situation, a bowl, but let's use Jackson's idea. So it's a bowl with a seat and a wand, but the wand's a little bit too high, so it actually goes into your anus just a little bit, just the tip.
See, it cleans it.
It's kind of like an enema, a magical enema.
Yeah.
But every time you shit, I would shit less frequently than I needed to.
I was just imagining it like in the toilet, not in your anus. But I like the idea of you shit, but it's this one's broken and it just gets just pierced. Oh, I gotta call Filch. Filch, I pierced a shit.
Surely, because again, all right, you're right. Like magicking away your feces and like sewage and that is so much more efficient if it goes either nowhere or somewhere in particular.
Efficient, and this may seem crazy, but I think I stand by it. More hygienic.
No, I agree. Because again, there's you don't have to like finger a shitty butthole once your Emporium toilet paper has torn.
Once your good friend buys the worst toilet paper he can find and insists it is the best. You know, like when you go to reject stores or $2 stores or something, and something has like deluxe or something written on it. You know that because of the context and the price and stuff like that, you know that...
It's not deluxe.
It's not the fancy
version. I don't know. Emporium sort of feels like wiping my ass with a blanket.
It really doesn't.
I feel like you and I have had very different experiences with this toilet paper.
Do you use it?
Yeah. No, I just enjoy knowing my friends are using it. I get pleasure from their pleasure.
It's such a Nan brand of toilet paper to buy. Like, Nan finds, like, 20 rolls for $4 and she's like, bargain.
Well, I'm banned from buying it for the house now. So.
Good. You're banned for buying it from my house as well.
Good. I just think, why would you go back?
I hate this. I hate it because I'm also on board.
I know. Because he's like...
Damn it, JK! Why'd you bring in plumbing?
Yeah, it just...
That's crazy.
Okay, fair enough. Shitting where you stand?
Ridiculous.
Weird.
Yeah.
That's just ridiculous. Let's just move that away and be like, all right,
a shit room
let's
makes
have
sense.
A shit room.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a wet room, but no wet. It's the dry room.
Yeah. You don't need to take up like space with like sinks and any of that stuff. It just needs to be light, wall upon wall upon wall of private rooms for you to hoik up over your head, your robe, take a shit, shittus deletus, robe back over, back to spells.
Yeah. And the thing is, because again, it is getting rid of, and this just means that, like, you can get rid of everything and basically clean and sterile yourself very quickly. So were there any showers in, say, the Weasley's house? Were there any showers in, like, any other sort of wizard house?
I feel like that there is showers in Harry Potter.
Because there shouldn't be.
Oh, there are. Well, there are, definitely, because in the fourth book, Harry has a big bath.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah. But is this kind of thing where it's just like, because they no longer shit where they stand, they've sort of forgotten that magic?
Well, what's interesting...
And we become a lot more unhygienic, yes.
What's interesting is that the bath Harry Potter uses in the fourth book is basically, it's not designed for cleaning. It's like a pleasure bath.
Yeah.
So if you recall, it's got heaps of taps that do all these different things to the water.
Yes.
So maybe there's no actual hygienic baths or anything like that in Hogwarts. It's just like a bath is nice and a shower is nice. Maybe it's just designed for that, just to enjoy yourself, not to get clean. Yeah, like, oh, I'm just enjoying the decadence of lying in a bubble bath.
Which is fair.
Ooh, it's nice. I'm with you. Or a nice smelling bath or whatever, like a foamy bath. But yeah, I don't know.
It just feels like with the fact that wizards can just get rid of like shit.
Yeah.
But not just like... just, you know, like the physical remnants. They can get rid of, like, it down to perhaps potentially a molecule level.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Along with the smell.
It just seems like a much better way to do things.
Yes, but also B, it's very powerful.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why didn't Barty Crouch Jr. send his dad to the shit world?
Yeah, why not kind of co-opt the spell so that it can work on anything and send everything to the shit dimension?
And look, if you're not sending the things to the shit dimension, then it's funny just to use that spell on people because then that's evaporating them anyway.
Yeah,
actually, can you weaponize those spells?
Well, obviously, yes.
Yeah, I mean, like, why not? Because presumably...
So if you fuck up the shit as deletus and you yourself...
Well, I deleted hang on a second.
I do.
I don't know.
I Wingardium Leviosa to shit into someone's balls, so, like, it's fine.
I don't know if you... Well, what are the parameters? Because, again, you're there squatting... taking a shit.
Well, what is...
Surely you're, like, pointing in direction, so it's, like, an area of effect spell.
I've just got another fucking layer of spell bullshit, because they're learning spells, but if they fuck it up, different things happen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which means that magic, I guess, is constantly changing. It's just that they have, like, base spells, so, like...
How many students are going to a teacher being like, I tried to delete my shit, but just deleted my anus? How many times?
No one, because...
So many.
People pointing down at the shit, except you, who are pointing up at your anus.
Yes. Or I'd be like, I went to delete my my shit, and I have no feet.
I meant to delete my shit, but I just made two shits.
Or again, you could be like, or like, my toenails are gone.
Yeah,
I can imagine
yeah.
going to delete your shit and it exploding.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that seems very possible.
I went to delete my shit, and now we have four weasels, and we also now have a weasel problem.
Those weasels were once shit, yes.
They are very angry and very mad.
It turns out
I might have told them that they were shit.
Boys, you're alive. You used to be shit from my anus. Why do you hate that? That's who you are.
I just turn all my shits
into gold and spend it at Hogsmeade.
But then the spell lasted 4 hours.
I have a real big problem. I tried to delete my shit and it's turned into another me.
But made of shit.
And now it isn't trying to infer that I am the shit golem.
He am shit me.
I am proper Zamit.
I
am
real Zamit. Me shit Zamit. I shit him.
And now the shit me has popped a squat and look, my shit is having a shit and I just can't cope with this. I don't like magic.
Oh, no. I like the idea of me using gold at Hogsmeade and calling them hot dollars. Guys, I gotta spend these hot dollars quick.
Your shits again?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. You get to the Hogsmeade and they're just like, no Jacksons. Hot dollars not accepted. Oh, man, I'm gonna have to keep all these hot dollars in my pocket till I find somewhere that can turn them, then I can spend them.
Fuck, the idea of like Jackson. Running through town... looking at my watch, looking at my purse or whatever, tipping it up. Fuck, 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 fuck. Coins hit the ground, become a shit again.
I like the idea of you having, like, gold in your wizard robe pockets and forgetting, falling asleep and then waking up and being like, oh, no.
Oh, no. It's been too long.
Yeah, like there's times where, you know, what's his name, tries to turn a rat into a cup or whatever. Yeah. And it's the furry cup. Yeah. So there is this kind of weird point where there'll be this like mutant shits and urine and
maybe
cummies everywhere.
Cummies everywhere. Wingardium Leviosa-ing a cum.
Oh.
Cum shot, but for a new dimension.
Cum shot for a
new generation is what I meant.
Maybe there's like the filch or the... So in the early years before you've perfected shittus deletus, maybe the filch just goes around and deals with everyone's mess.
Because that would make sense.
Yeah.
Like a janitor. Again, this comes down to the point where I feel if there was like not so much plumbing, but like toilets with the big, what they used to do?
Like a cistern?
Like a cistern thing. Is that what it's called? Where you just kind of like shit into a tub?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean. Like a trough. Kind
like
of
a
deal.
Trough
yeah,
with
yeah.
like whatever. That is the main thing. People go there and then once a day or once every few hours, depending how big your student body is, because remember, there is a lot of students and teachers in Hogwarts. That's a lot of fecal matter and urine and cummies. So, you know.
Yeah.
Probably like, you know, every couple of hours.
People go through puberty while they're at Hogwarts.
Yes.
Cummies through the roof.
There's a lot of cummies.
A lot of cummies with no plumbing.
Oh, yeah. Just like to point out that after today's episode, we hold no responsibility for the fact that we keep saying cummies and therefore you never ejaculate or reach a state of arousal ever again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that we've just killed orgasm. Yeah.
Nothing ruins the mood like saying, I'm going to shoot my cummies all over your chest.
Yeah.
Let me Wingardium Leviosa my cummies. It's still warm.
That's weird tenses as well. Not there, it's... Gross.
They're still warm. Excuse me, so here's my cummies. They are still warm.
I don't know. That makes more sense to me. What makes more sense to you?
Cum is a being, yes, but I don't like acknowledging that, no. It's weird.
Is her what?
My cummies.
Yes.
Are still... I'm sorry. Here are my cummies. They're still warm. Or here are my cummies. It's still warm. What makes more sense to you?
What's
there.
A-
Yeah, that's more reasonable.
It's for some reason feels...
Well, it's detaches my... you from it. You don't have to think of them as a being, I get it.
But also it sounds like, because you're saying it's still warm, it sounds... Look, it just has bad implications.
It's no good.
It sounds like...
Yeah.
Yeah, there makes it sound like it's not edible. It makes it sound edible. It's pretty much what I'm trying to get to.
I mean, I didn't get that.
All right, I kind of know what you mean. It's still warm is what you might say about a pie.
Yeah, no, that's pretty much what I'm thinking about.
I'm with you.
I'm pretty sure the only time I'm like, it's still warm, I'm talking about the weather or food, not my cum. I rarely talk about my commies, but I'm getting it all out right now.
I'm hip to your jive.
Hope this is my first episode that my mom decides to listen to.
Me too.
And she's like, this is popular?
Yeah.
Shouldn't be. No.
Everyone's made from commies.
Yeah. That's true. Commies and stars.
We're all just commies
and stardust. Commies and stardust, baby.
Next time you ejaculate, think about that sentence.
Commies and stardust.
So, yeah, I think wizards are just got everything ass backwards. They kind of just adopt muggle technology for no reason when they could have just improved upon their own technology.
Yeah, it seems like that they took, because rather than taking like two or three logical steps forward in their direction, they took like 8 back and ended up with backwards human plumbing.
Yeah,
that was
again,
worse.
If you're like,
because they would have had to go through a period of time where their hygiene would have dipped dramatically.
Oh, heaps. Because imagine
for
the
like 100 years.
Imagine the older generation, the old guard, when these like newfangled like plumbing came in to be like, I'm not doing that. How shit would I stand like my forefathers before me?
Also, imagine
older generations, I imagine, would be still just doing like shit into the toilet and then just being like, shittus deletus.
Imagine this though. Imagine your whole life you've shittus deletus, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And that's simple. That's very easy. It's no big deal to you because the only real downside is shame. But you have no shame. And then all of a sudden someone tells you you have to wipe. Like, that's so filthy.
Yeah.
Compared to
and
what
you have
been
to
doing.
Really explain what that means.
And also see like, but I'm going to be able to see my shit
how
on
do
this
I
piece of paper.
Yeah,
and
they're
like, how? I'm just wiping. No, you got to look. What?
Yeah, you got to wipe. You got to get as much as you can. Have a look. Put it in the toilet. Flush. They'd just be like, why can I not just delete it? It's so much nicer. Yeah. Wizards have got it bad. I would be so... Like, imagine you're at Hogwarts now and you find an ancient spell called Shittus Deletus. I'm sorry. I'm shitting on the floor.
Look.
Too bad.
You said sorry, but you're not sorry.
Too bad, guys.
So there I am after only ever knowing indoor plumbing. I walk around the corner yet again.
Guess what?
Rolls above your head.
I refuse to change. He yells as he sticks his wand directly up his anus.
Shit is deletus. There's a hideous
Wingardia Levioso you off the fucking banister.
Wand sticking out of my arm.
Expelliarmus. Whoa! It went in him. It went deeper in him.
I'll never shit again. Mission accomplished.
But yeah, I just feel if they would just be like, all right, cool. Well, all these muggles are coming in being like, we need somewhere to poop because that's a private thing. Like, okay, that's weird for us pure bloods, but look, that's fair. They have this weird shame attached to shitting and urinating, but fair enough.
Whatever.
Well, why don't we just be like, okay, we'll make the toilets or we'll make a seat or whatever. You go in there and that's the spell to get rid of it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And then from there to be like, okay, now that we have that, well, why don't we just enchant the toilets
so that they just delete the shits you do?
Although, okay, think about this. You're a muggle born, right?
Yeah.
All you've known your whole life is shitting indoors and washing your hands and all that kind of stuff. You go to a place where you have to just shit into what looks like a toilet, but there's no hole. There's just like whatever. That's kind of fine, I guess. You do that.
It'd
you shit
be weird, but you deal.
But then washing your hands. Like, have you ever used a toilet, a bathroom, or whatever, and then without washing your hands, just use the Dettol thing and just done that? You know how weird that feels?
Yeah, it feels so wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be an adjustment period for
me. I hate it.
I might still wash my hands.
I'd wash my hands.
Just cause. Yeah. I've been around shit particles.
And that's how we need indoor plumbing.
Yeah, I guess so. It's a comfort.
Yeah. I feel it was a comfort, and then they just forgot the spell.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Wizards are dumb.
Yeah, I guess at the end of the day, wizards are dumb. They had a good thing and wrecked it.
Well, I think that, what is wrong with wizards and what is wrong with us?
So much.
Yeah.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
Remember, next time you ejaculate, think everyone is made of commies and stardust.
We sure are.
Also, let me know, they or it's? Thanks for listening. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sanspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at All Dogs Are Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to SanspantsRadio.com, and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps. And if you want to support us, head to SanspantsPlus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.